Chris,
yes, sir.
Snuffle noise. What do you call that?
He's squealing.
Squealing,
yes.
And when he's mad and he throws his head back.
Snorting. He's snorting, man. Yes, sir. He call that snorting.
Did you ever hear a knicker or a whicker? Horse knicker?
Nickels. That's what we call a squealing, you know, nickeling.
I see.
Yes, sir. That's about to say it's the same thing, nickeling
and
squealing.
That's pretty quiet.
Oh, yes, a squeal, yes, sir. That's right, a nickeling, you know.
And I also wanted to ask you, when we were talking about the boar and the bull, what you call a male horse?
We call them a horse.
The male?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And, well, in the olden time, we call a mare filly, as a nicer name than a mare.
Mm-hmm.
Now they call a mare a horse, a stud horse.
Mm-hmm.
Filly, a horse.
I see.
Yes.
Now, would you tell me everything you can remember about riding a horse and hitching him up and getting him ready to go pull a wagon, getting ready to go pull a buggy?
Yes,
things like that. Would you just describe that?
Well, you got harness there. You made for them. Them harnesses are already made for them. Of course, you know the factory make them. They got a collar on. They put a collar on that horse and it fits his neck and shoulders. It comes out on his shoulder. Or if they got some hames, they call it, they put a over that collar and got some trace chains fastened to them hames. They got log heads, they call it. Fasten them traces to them hames. And them traces are about 6 foot long enough to go back there to hitch to the tray, hitch to the single tree, we call it, you know. The single tree so long there, you know, got hooks on it to hook them traces to. Well, it's got a cuff on it right in the middle, you know, to hook back to the buggy or to the wagon, either one, of course. Mostly hitches two horses to the wagon. You can hitch them both to that, you know. One have a tongue in between that to guide the wagon, you know, to guide these wheels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hitch one on one side, one on the other. And have some chains come out from the end of the tongue and fast to the breast down there. And they're just fixed up to handle that wagon, you know, and all. Going down a hill while they just hold them back with the lines on them, you know. Cross lines on them, you know, to hold them back, you know, to keep them from running or going down the hill too fast. And of course, you know, and then have a back band, they call it across the back, to hold the traces up, keep them from falling down, you know. Yes, and then have a, call a belly band, a strop on it, come back under the belly, to come up to the traces to keep them from ran up and just hold them right there, you know.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. And they pull that wagon up, the buggy the same way.
When you you mentioned a single tree, did I'm not sure if I understand that you'd have a single tree for each horse.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And then they would hook on to
a double tree.
I see. Which would join the two of them together.
Right. Yes, sir.
I see.
See, yes, sir. Well, I said to hitch into a wagon that way, you know, where you had that single tree. Well, you have a double tree on the wagon, you know, and it's hitched to the wagon back here, you know. And this end sticking out here and a chain come back to the wagon, you know, to keep it straight, you know, and guide. Well, this tongue coming up through here, you know, and one horse on this side of the tongue and one on that. What I mean by the single tree end, then we'd have a short single tree over here fastened to this double tree here on the end, you see. And that horse is over here with a shortest tree on, you know, to come up to hitch them traces to.
I see.
Yes, sir.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, you're a good teacher. You know, you really make this make it clear to me. What would you use to make the horse go faster?
I tell you what we used back in the old time, of course, the